The new school year is here, and safety is top of mind at many districts in Michigan. In recent years, school shootings across the country pushed many communities to fund major security overhauls. Some districts are now using cameras and video software with similarities to a controversial technology. The Gibraltar Public School District is one of them. Amy Conway is the superintendent there, and she joins me now. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Gibraltar is a downriver suburb of Detroit with a population of about 4,500 people. Voters approved a multi-million dollar bond for school upgrades, including security, in 2017. What are the specific safety concerns for the district and parents and voters there?
We needed new secure entrances for our elementary schools. What it looked like actually before this summer is if you were to come into one of our four elementary buildings, you had access to the hallways of the buildings. You had access directly to classrooms. Now we would have a vestibule, so parents would be buzzed into an area that would have locked doors so they could not get into the school building. The only place they could get into would be the main office. They would have to check in with the secretary, and then they would exit out a different door that would give them access to the school building.
Facial recognition technology has been in the news a lot lately, and as we've reported here on Michigan Radio, the Detroit Police Department's plans to expand its use of that technology have created a controversy. The Gibraltar schools also have enhanced video technology. How is it different from facial recognition technology?
You know, it was reported that we had facial recognition software, and I want to be clear that we do not have facial recognition software. Other places in the country have had controversy with scanning faces and databases. We don't have that technology. What we use is analytics. So what this computer system does is if we locate a person in the building, a student or somebody who's wearing, let's say, a pink shirt and blue jeans, we can put a red square around that individual. And the computer then and the software will try to find anybody who has that similar clothing on. Now it's going to pull pictures of people from all over, and then you would continually click the box of the person that you're looking for, and then it would narrow down where that person is located within the building.
And how would that be a useful tool for you in a security situation?
Sure. So, you know, for several examples that we would use is if, you know, we got a call from a teacher that said a student is leaving my classroom for first hour and they're heading down to the office, they're not feeling well, and then that student doesn't show up to the office. We see the student exiting their first hour classroom. We would zero in on that student, look to see what analytics we can use, backpack, clothing, and then try to find that student. Maybe he got sick in the hallway. Maybe he went into the bathroom. Same situation would be if we have an upset individual in the building, a parent or community member who somehow gained access into the building and we're not sure where they're located. We'd like to find them. And it's all in real time. So the person would have to be in the building in order for us to locate them.
In the situation that most concerns parents, I'm a parent of two elementary school kids, and the situation that's driving a lot of the security changes at districts across the state and across the country is the idea of an active shooter. How would you see this technology applying in that situation, which hopefully doesn't happen in Gibraltar or elsewhere?
Right. Of course, we always hope that that never happens. One way would be that you'd be able to at least know where the active shooter was located within the building, which could be very helpful for law enforcement as they try to stop what is going on.
Could you give us a sense of the number of cameras that you have and how many schools have them or how they would be placed?
We have six buildings, and we have hundreds of cameras. We have cameras in multiple places in the hallway, so that way all hallways have different angles. We have also cameras on the outside of our buildings.
Amy, there are concerns about privacy when it comes to technology and this type of technology. Have you had any concerns from parents or students or even your own employees about its use on school property?
No, not at all. Our community has been very supportive because we want to keep our students safe and our staff safe. And again, you know, we're not scanning faces. We're not storing names of people. We just don't have that capacity, nor do we need it in what we do at school. You know, our bond passed by an overwhelming majority, and that just goes to show that our community takes the safety of our students very seriously.
Amy Conway is superintendent of the Gibraltar School District. Amy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me today.
The cameras in Gibraltar were installed in 2018. Superintendent Conway told us they haven't needed them for any serious security threats, but they have used them to investigate cases of theft and vandalism. We contacted the company that makes the cameras and software. Avigilon Corporation would not provide us with the exact number of schools using their technology in Michigan. However, according to the company website, Avigilon works with Illich Holdings in Detroit to provide some of the same services at Little Caesars Arena, Comerica Park, and other businesses in that part of the city. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.